All right, I mean, for crying out loud, do you think a thing like that ever stopped my daddy? Oscar Griezmann, daddy! Mama's always bugging daddy. We gotta go to the Bahamas. Everybody else takes a vacation. We never take no damn vacation. Daddy didn't want to go to Bahamas. He'd say to me, son, why would I want to go to the Bahamas? Everything I got is here. My truck is here. All the women I'm zapping are here. Madame Bijou's house and perversions here. What the hell's in the damn Bahamas? I said, Daddy, you got to take Mom. Everybody's got to take their wife out of bed. So sure enough, get this. Talk about a man double deucing. Daddy buys Mama, me, and him a ticket, and he also buys one for Trixie Hicks. He sits her three rows behind the family. I mean, Daddy had brass dots. Every now and then he'd turn around the seat and smile and wave. I said, damn, Mama's got to know something going on here. Daddy'd get up to go to the bathroom, and when he'd pass Trixie, he'd juggle her ta-tas a little bit. Well, the flight had been going on. They'd finished dinner, and Daddy's saying, you know, I know you don't drink, but I think you should have some champagne. Honey, we'll toast our trip to the Bahamas. You know, we're sitting in there, and the plane's just going along real quiet-like. And Mama said, well, you know, I don't normally drink, Oscar, but it is an occasion going to the Bahamas. Yes, I'll have some champagne. Dad said, more champagne over here. Well, Daddy got Mama licking up so she'd pass out. Sure enough, there she is lolling against the bulkhead. That's when Daddy tippy-toed on his feet, went right back there and sat next to Trixie Hicks. Well, Daddy whispered something in her ear, and the next thing you know, she's taking a blanket down from the overhead rack, putting it over Oscar, and then when nobody was looking, she scooted underneath that blanket and started to give him a snarling. Right there in the blanket. Now, half the people had their windows, shades closed down. They're all sleeping, but I could see what was going on. Every now and then, I could hear the... He'd hear Daddy going... I'm thinking, my God in heaven. All of a sudden, Mama went... She sat up. I said, Daddy! Mama! Daddy, like, ah! The next thing you know, I grabbed... I said, Mrs. Hicks, I'm sorry, but you've got to sit up. So she sat up. I chucked that blanket under the seat. Mama got up walking around. Oscar? Oscar Grace Benelli! I can't take a five-minute nap without having you sitting next to some hussy, some trollop, some fugie, some tondileo! Look at her! Can't even open her mouth to defend herself, eh? Well, let me tell you something. You're the kind of women, homewreckers, you hear me? Oh, Oscar, and she grabbed Daddy by the ear. And Daddy's like, now, wait a minute, honey, I can explain all of this. Woman was a little scared flying for the first time. She was terrified, and I had to sit there with her. I didn't want her to panic. Well, they went back to their seat. And they sat right back down, and Mama cold-shouldered them the whole rest of the way to the Bahamas. Well, when we got off the plane, I saw Trixie, about four people back in the customs line. I went up to her. I said, psst, Trixie, when my mama cut into you and called you all those names, I'm surprised you didn't tear a new one. She says, I couldn't. Not until I spat into the air sickness bag.
This man is sick.
It's party time.
You're punched into the Griezmann Show.